Good morning. Welcome to the Message of Truth. My name is Keith Greer. I'm the local minister here at the Harrodsburg Church of Christ. We want to thank you for tuning in this morning. We hope you will do so each Sunday morning as we open up the pages of God's Word. At the end of our broadcast, you will be given times of our services. We cordially invite you to come and be with us, and you will always receive a warm welcome. I want to begin this morning by reading a passage from Deuteronomy 18 and verse number 22. When a prophet speaks in the name of the Lord, if the thing does not happen or come to pass, that is the thing which the Lord has not spoken. The prophet has spoken it presumptuously, you shall not be afraid of him. By now, I'm sure that we're all aware of the false prophecy of Mr. Harold Camping, an 89-year-old evangelist, who told us that the world and judgment day and the rapture were going to occur on May 21st. Yet May 21st has come and gone, and there is no judgment day, and there is no rapture. But this is not the first time that Mr. Camping has been wrong. He predicted the same events in 1994, and of course he was wrong at that time also. He is housed out of Oakland, California, has over 66 different radio stations that broadcast his so-called prophecies on a regular basis. He tells us that he arrived at the date of May 21st, 2011, by prophecies in the Bible and by numerology that he has been enlightened with that tells us how we can take numbers in the Bible and how we can arrive at the correct answers concerning the days of prophecy. But the passage that I read just a few moments ago in Deuteronomy chapter 18 told us that there's a test for a prophet. Write down what he says. And when that thing that he has predicted does not come to pass, then you know that prophet, so-called, did not speak in the name of God. He spoke a presumptuous message, one that was false. Yet Mr. Campings would have us believe that he just miscalculated and that, really, he just had his figures wrong. I've got news for you, dear listeners. Mr. Camping will never have his figures right, because when the end of the world comes and when time is no more, there will be no sign. There will be no telltale war of good and bad. There will be no end of the world sign. According to Matthew chapter 24 and verse number 36, Jesus predicting the destruction of Jerusalem that would happen in AD 70, he makes the statement in verse 36, but the day and the hour no one knows, not even the angels in heaven, but my Father only. In passages like 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse, number 9, and also 1 Thessalonians 5 verse 2, we are told that the Lord will come back as a thief in the night. Now, dear listener, a thief does not tell you when he's going to break in your house. If a thief told you when he was going to break in your house, you'd have the authorities waiting for him and arrest him before he could do any damage. When the Lord comes again, it will not be with any telltale sign. There will be no battle of Armageddon. There will be no 7 years of tribulation. There will be no rapture. There will be no great war between China and the United States, or the Israel is being invaded by the Palestinians. All such speculation is just that, speculation, not taught in God's Word, not predicted in God's Word, and all of them are nothing more than human theology. But let's not just pick on Mr. Campings. He is not the only false prophet that we have among us. There is a renowned Baptist preacher named John Hagee, who has made a living out of telling us about the true prophecies of Daniel and Revelation and their connection with the nation of Israel. And in his understanding, everything is tied to the things that happened to the nation of Israel. Yet, if you go back and you look at Mr. Hagee's lessons on this subject 10 years ago, and listen to his prediction then, And now move forward to 2011 and listen to his predictions today on the same passages, you will find them quite different. Matter of fact, they're very different. How is that so? Why is that so? Well, we are told by men like Mr. Hagee that prophecy is driven by current events. Now let me get that straight. Prophecy is driven by current events. No, dear listener, prophecy means what prophecy has always meant. You see, God is the one that gives prophecy. And when God gives prophecy, he also has a fulfillment and a meaning of that prophecy. And that means that it is going to be determined by what God determines and not by what man does or does not do. The actions of man do not determine the actions of God. God determines what he will do. He gives men free will to act, and then man acts, and then God's will is going to be carried out. Let me just share with you one such prophecy to show how God's prophecies and fulfillment are much different than man's. In Daniel chapter 2, Daniel was given a series of visions. But these visions began in Daniel chapter 2 with the image of Nebuchadnezzar. Nebuchadnezzar saw a great image that had four parts. And Daniel was able to reveal not only the meaning of the dream, but the dream itself. But I want you to notice what he says in verse 44 and 45 of Daniel chapter 2. And in the days of these kings, the God of heaven will set up a kingdom which shall never be destroyed. The kingdom shall not be left to other people. It shall break in pieces and consume all these kingdoms, and it shall stand forever. Insomuch as you saw that the stone that was cut out of the mountain without hands, and that it broke in pieces the iron, the bronze, the clay, the silver, and the gold, the great God has made known to the king what will come to pass after this. This dream is certain, and its interpretation is sure. Now, ladies and gentlemen, in these two passages, Daniel correctly predicts the first four world empires and their coming and their ending. He talked about the four parts of the image, the gold, the silver, the brass, and the iron and the clay. These represent four world empires: Babylon, Mede-Persia, Greece, and Rome. In Daniel chapter 2, verse 44, Daniel said that in the days of the fourth kingdom, that would be in the days of Rome, that Jesus would establish a kingdom that would be greater than all these other kingdoms, and that it would last and endure forever. Now, men such as Mr. Hagee tell us that this is the future millennial kingdom and the thousand-year reign that Christ will have on the earth. Yet that prediction by Mr. Hagee does not agree with what Daniel says in Daniel 2, 44 and 45. Daniel said it would be in the days of the Roman Empire. The days of the Roman Empire have come and gone. But I want to show you that it happened exactly like God said it would. If you take your Bibles and open them to Luke chapter 2 and verse number 1, we want to read a passage together. Luke 2 and verse 1. And it came to pass in those days that a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. And verse 4 tells us that Joseph took Mary and went up to Galilee, and that is out of the city of Nazareth. Now, and to that city which is called Bethlehem. Now, this would have to do with the birth of Jesus Christ. Now, we were told in Micah 5 and verse 2 that Jesus would be born in Bethlehem. That prophecy was fulfilled in Matthew 1 and also here in Luke chapter 2. We also are told in Isaiah 7 and verse 14 that the Son of God would be born of a virgin. That is fulfilled by Mary in Matthew chapter 1, verse 18 through 25. And so We also remind you of the prophecy that we read in Daniel, that the kingdom would be established in the days of the Roman Empire. And we see by Luke chapter 2 that Jesus lived in the days of the Roman Empire. That's when Caesar Augustus reigned, during the reign of Rome. And so we see that this is the first century. We are also told in Isaiah chapter 2, verse 1 and 2, that the word of the Lord would go forth out of Zion. And in Acts chapter 2, the word of the Lord does go out of Zion, spiritual Jerusalem, and that it is preached on the day of Pentecost, and 3,000 were added to the Lord's church, Acts 2:47, and all of that took place in Jerusalem during the time of the Roman Empire. That is the coming of the kingdom. That is the kingdom that Daniel predicted in Daniel chapter 2. And it happened exactly when Daniel said it would happen, in the days of the Roman Empire. And Jesus came on the scene during the time of Roman rule, and the kingdom was established after his ascension back to heaven in the city of Jerusalem, fulfillment of prophecy. On the day of Pentecost, when the Lord added to the church those that were being saved, Acts 2:47. Now, do you see the difference in the prophecy we read in Daniel and its fulfillment than the prophecy of a so-called prophet like Mr. Harold Campings, who tells us that the world was going to end in judgment and rapture on May 21st, that comes and goes, and it is unfulfilled? The same can be said about John Hagee. He has predicted many different things concerning the end of the world and the premillennial reign of Jesus upon the earth. He ties many of his predictions to the ongoing struggles of Israel and tells us that's why we must stay as an ally to Israel, because she is tied to the fulfillment of the coming of the kingdom. Such theories are nothing more than that. They are theories. They cannot be proven by Scripture. They invalidate the prophecies that were given by the true prophets of God, and they demonstrate that man's wisdom is far less than the wisdom of God. Mr. Campings is not the first person to predict things that did not come to pass. The Jehovah's Witnesses have predicted 8 different times that the Lord was going to return, and all 8 of them have come and gone. And yet, people will still listen to the prophecies of such groups and give them credibility when they have failed the test of a prophet, as we read in the beginning of this study in Deuteronomy 18 and verse number 22. Dear listener, why don't you listen to the only prophet that is left with the words of God, and that is his son. His son is the last prophet. His son is the prophet that will fulfill everything that he said. Mr. Campings was wrong, and so will every other man who opposes the truth and the simplicity taught in the Word of God. We need to trust God and not men. We want to thank you for listening today, and we hope that you we'll listen again next Sunday as we open up the pages of this wonderful book, The Words of Life, that we might not only hear them, believe them, but obey them. Thank you, and have a wonderful day.